Day 20. And Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and to the Egyptians for Israel's sake, all the hardship that has come upon them on the way, and how the Lord had delivered them. Then Jethro rejoiced for all the good which the Lord had done for Israel. Exodus 18, verse 8 to 9. I am thankful. In life, we face trials. We cannot tell our life story without referencing the struggles that we have faced along the way. At times, when we are in tough seasons, it's difficult to talk to others about what we're going through. But those moments of suffering do not last forever. We experience deliverance and relief when the battle we face is won. Our anxiety becomes a deep sense of peace. Our sorrow turns to joy. We burst with such delight that we tell everyone what the Lord has done. We need to share our testimony with fellow believers because our memories of his faithfulness strengthen our faith and trust that God will bring us through future trials. Read Psalm 105 for a summary of the Lord's goodness to the children of Israel. As we draw towards the end of this time of prayer and fasting, let's reflect on where our journey began. Spend some time thinking about your salvation story and sanctification journey. How has being in Christ changed your character, decision-making, life, and relationships? Count your blessings and give thanks to God for his faithfulness. We have been saved from sin and enjoy new life with him.